Company to force it to provide MRIs and neurological testing for thousands of current and former employees. 15 workers of the Roman Haas Research Campus in Springhouse, Pennsylvania, have developed brain tumors since 1973. All but the one suing have died. The attorney who filed the lawsuit says there is evidence to establish a workplace link to the cancers. Nearly 6,000 employees have worked at the Springhouse campus since it opened in 1963. The scientists work on chemicals used in household and industrial products, from shampoos to paints to plastic dashboards. A company spokesperson says they're reviewing the death certificates. Opponents say it's like throwing gasoline on a fire, but North Carolina lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a measure to give battered spouses information on how to get guns. The bill requires courts to provide information on a concealed weapon permit when a battered spouse applies for a restraining order. Victims' advocates say the measure could end up causing more problems by bringing guns into already volatile relationships. The president of the gun rights group that pushed for the measure says it's about helping victims help themselves. The measure would become law October 1st, unless Governor Mike Easley vetoes it. His office has not said what he will do. BTK serial killer Dennis Rader has been ordered to serve 10 consecutive life terms for 10 murders committed from 74 to 91. Rader is 60 years old. He pleaded guilty last month on slayings terrorized the Wichita, Kansas area until he was arrested in February. Tearful relatives today called him a monster who caused indescribable pain. Israeli police say the largest settlement in Gaza has now been completely evacuated. Troops have spent the day dragging out hundreds of protesters who would hold up inside synagogues in Gaza in a defiant last stand against the pullout. Police say all the settlers and their supporters are now gone. Earlier, a crowd chanted, "Jews don't expel Jews," as the police entered. This is Air America Radio News.
Ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. Although I wish it were otherwise, in today's America, bad things happen. On our next program, we'll discuss what to do about it with experts. Also, Minnesota State Senator and Gold Star mom Becky Lurie will explain why she's joining Cindy Sheehan's protest in Texas. Plus, Joe Connison. Good people, good times on the Al Franken Show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Are we live tonight? Is this real? Or is this a rebroadcast? Is this real? Are we live? We are indeed. Sorry about last night. Picked up some kind of a 24-hour bug, which really translates into we were desperate for some sleep. And we just couldn't make it last night. So I hate to say that, but might as well be honest, right? However, we were able to get all the information about the Cindy Sheehan candlelight vigil here in Decatur, Georgia, and we understand there were about 500 people there. It was it got quite a bit of coverage on local television, and I noticed that today, that across the spectrum of the alphabet soup, cable channel news. So-called stations, there was ample coverage of this. The backlash is beginning, of course, though. In the little mini essay that I post at Air America's homepage every day, which is up right now, you can see my opinion on that. But anyway, welcome to the program. We are going to be joined in about a half an hour by a man named Ali Abunima. He will be calling us from Chicago. He's a co-founder of Electronic Intifada. You may be familiar with that website, Electronic Intifada. It is electronicintifada.net. So if you want to prepare for this interview, you go there now. He will be joining us to discuss the Israeli pullout at the Gaza Strip today. It began the other day, but a couple of days ago. But for all intents and purposes, it's finished. Tonight, 9,000 Israeli settlers who were ordered by the Sharon government to get out of the Gaza Strip, and that evacuation, or I guess you can call it that, has been completed. And the reason we decided to bring this up tonight is that, first of all, it is certainly a newsworthy event. But more importantly, and this is what most Americans do not understand. This is where we lose it, and it's because we have a news media that is garbage, total garbage, with a few exceptions. And let me be clear here. When I say news media, I'm usually referring to radio and television. Whatever news that you hear, there's very little news on radio any longer. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour, 2-minute newscasts, which is more or less a headline service. And no offense to anybody who does that, but I'm talking about in-depth news, half hour, hour, 90-minute specials, yada yada. It's garbage, total garbage. Where concerns the Israeli-Palestinian issue, it has been garbage that has been force-fed to the American public for decades now. One side of this issue has been presented over and over and over and over again to the point that most Americans simply cannot get their mind around the issue to begin with. It's a topic that we've avoided because usually when this happens, when I do bring it up, I get the usual emails telling me I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That I love that. I don't know what I'm talking about. I participated in the Eyewitness Israel program. I understand this issue probably better than 99.9% of Americans who are involved in media, not necessarily journalism, but media, in this country. It's an issue that I have been following since the first Intifada, which began roughly in 1986, 1987, somewhere around there. So spare me the emails tonight with the explanations from your point of view, because I would just delete them. I am not interested tonight in the patronizing, condescending emails that I get so often when I bring this up that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let me just state it for the record. Yes, I do. Let me also say, for you people who sit there poised looking for the first little phrase or comment that can be labeled anti-Semitic, spare me, all right? I will delete your email before it's even open, or the staff will. I am not anti-Semitic. I am as pro-Israel as anybody can be, but I'm also pro-Palestinian. For decades, I supported the idea of a two-state solution to the problem in the Middle East. I have given up on that because, a very simple reason, it will never come to pass. Never, ever, ever. The only solution, and this will never come to pass either, is for Israel to become a secular state. And that's not going to happen. Israel was founded on the belief that it is a religious state. In much the same way, only different religion, as Iran. And religious states, by their very nature, weed out and destroy those who do not follow their religion. Ultimately, weed out and destroy. Spare me the emails about the rights of the Palestinians who live inside Israel itself. And again, this is something that I have been dealing with for 20 years. As an American, very remotely. Not as a Palestinian being blown to pieces or an Israeli being blown to pieces. Not as a Palestinian family suffering the grief of my children and my loved ones being butchered, not as an Israeli family suffering the grief and the horror of my loved ones being butchered. I tend to stay away from this topic because the death and destruction and hatred on both sides is so deep, so abiding, so pronounced, with very few exceptions. There are groups within Israel and within the occupied territories who are trying desperately, who have been trying desperately, to bring this slaughter to an end. I'm not very hopeful. I'm glad to see that they are working toward that goal. I think Jews and Muslims, of course, not all Palestinians are Muslims. Some of them are Christian. So let's just say Israeli Jews and Palestinians, let's do it that way, who are working together to try to bring this to resolution, peaceful resolution, have my deepest respect. Now, here's the reason why. Most of the problems facing this planet right now, where it concerns active wars, revolve around the unsettled issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, you do your own research on that. I'm not going to give you links. I'm not going to tell you books to read. I have read everybody from Meir Kahane to Ariel Sharon to Arafat. I've read the Israeli Jewish poets and writers. I have read the Palestinian poets and writers. Over a 10-12 year period, I've read enough of this stuff that I'm ready to just scream. I scream all the time about this issue anyway. I've read Chomsky. I've read them all. The central issue underlying the terrorism, the Islamic terrorism that is reverberating around this planet right now, has its genesis, no pun intended, right there in the Holy Land. Right there where the three religions, the three people of the book, had their origins. The Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. That's where the problem is. The problem is this unresolved issue, the Palestinians and the Israeli Jews. Now, until that issue is settled, there will be trouble globally. The Islamists have figured out that terrorist bombing, which we in the West call terrorist bombing, is their most effective tool. It's not going to stop until resolution comes where it concerns Israel and Palestine. I can't state it any more clear. Now, how that resolution comes to pass, that's open for debate. I have no solution. None. Zero. I've had people write to me over the years, email me, and well, not email, there was no email back then, but write to me during the first Intifada. Okay, smartass, what's your solution? And I used to think I had a solution. I do not. There is no solution. There is a resolution building on the horizon, though. And I think the Israeli Jews understand this. And that is demographics. That is demographics. The birth rate in the Palestinian territories is something like 6 times the birth rate in Israel. Eventually, the Palestinian-Israeli issue is going to be resolved. The question is, how?
Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. We believe in peace. 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 Peace, salam, shalom. We will work shalom.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
Sky, cross the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
3 Academy Award winners, 1 network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC, TV for movie people.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. Hydroderm helps you finally do something about the number one reason why you get wrinkles. You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen at home. Hydroderm is a patented, fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum that delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-900-8902. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. In fact, Hydroderm cuts wrinkle length and width in half. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. So, is it better than Botox? Now you can decide for free. To try Hydroderm for free, call 1-800-900-8902. That's 1-800-900-8902. Call now before this risk-free offer expires. 1-800-900-8902.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
This is Dick Sommer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Ben Sargent, who is a political illustrator, political cartoonist for, I believe, the Universal Press Syndicate, has a cartoon, a political cartoon from yesterday. It was at Bart Cop, and Scott in Sacramento sent it to me. It's a windy day in a cemetery, and there are four or five tombstones, each one with a small American flag. Sky is kind of gray and cloudy looking, and the wind is blowing through the cemetery. And blown up against the tombstone right in front is a newspaper. And the headline of the newspaper, wrinkled newspaper, is Bush, : it's important for me to go on with my life, end quote. And one of those little thought bubbles comes up out of the grave. And it says, was for us, too. There is some question. I hope to get to it tonight. If Bush has finally gone insane, seriously, there is a couple articles that I want to share with you. That one at Capital, I think Capital Times, and one at Capitol Hill Blue. Scary stuff. Just unbelievably scary. John Nichols, writing for the Capital Times, is pointing out the rabid response by the insane right in this country to Cindy Sheehan. Who, by the way, I heard, like most of you did, that she is back in California where her mother, being with her mother who has had a stroke. The rabid, vicious response from the right-wingers who can't stand the moral authority that Cindy Sheehan is presenting to the corruption and criminality of the Bush crime family, which in turn exposes these right-wing terrorists who have been supporting this moron in the White House with their rhetoric and their essays and their comments on television and their visits to campuses and so on and so forth. Nichols mentions the fact that he was on Ron Reagan's MSNBC show the other night with Horowitz, and Horowitz just went crazy. Nichols says Horowitz described the woman who was camped out near Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch as hateful, accused her of dishonoring the memory of her son, and promised that if Sheehan and other anti-war activists succeed in bringing an end to the occupation of Iraq, then, quote, rivers of blood, end quote, would flow in the streets of America. Rivers of blood. Horowitz is truly a psychopath. I knock that term around here a lot. There are a few psychopaths who are operating in media. Limbaugh is one of them. Horowitz is another. Horowitz is just out of control. But this frenzy that Horowitz and these right wingers are displaying in trying to defend this butchery in Iraq it leaves me dumbstruck. I can see these thugs cheering a war, but you know, because that's what they're about, as long as they don't have to go fight it. All right-wingers of this nature are basically cowards. They're bullies, but they're also cowards. Absolute, absolute cowards. But this frenzied need to defend what's going on in Iraq to the extent that they try to shred a grieving mother. Why is she there? She wants an explanation. That's how this started. Mr. Bush, will you tell me what the noble cause was you talked about the other day that my son died for? Just tell me what it is. Now it's expanded. Cindy Sheehan now wants to make sure that no more parents have to bury their sons and daughters because of this bastard's arrogance. And I also think, and Nichols points this out, that the rapidly dwindling and declining support for this White House thug and his filthy war is bringing some of these right-wingers to the brink of a nervous breakdown, because they've got everything riding on this. Everything. These right-wingers, they don't give a damn about anything that is just or right or honorable or truthful or decent or American. I don't know what motivates them, but you know someone by his or her actions. They can say whatever they want to say, but it's their actions. Go to Buckley. Nichols points out, go to Buckley's National Review magazine website, and you find Cindy Sheehan described in headlines as nutty, dismissed by columnists as, quote, the mouthpiece of howling at the moon, bile-spewing Bush haters, end quote, and accused of, quote, sucking up intellectual air, end quote. It's astonishing, the attack on this woman. We'll talk more about it a little bit later in the program. When we come back after this break, we're going to be joined by Ali Abunima, who's the co-founder of Electronic Intifada, and we'll be discussing the Israeli pullout today from the Gaza Strip. Check his website.
We're getting where we've come from, and all of this violence is killing me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Coming, it will affect the entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
The pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, comes a film top critics are calling one of the best pictures of the year.
Chaos, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Masterfully crafted, raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen, Wednesday, August 31st.
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, this is Dr. Drupinski. Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for a DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Well, think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... drink and drive, you lose. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Despite Howard Dean's crowing, Paul Hackett's loss in Ohio matters. Elections, after all, have consequences. Cindy Sheehan, dumped by her husband after their son died in Iraq, has been reduced to living in a tent in Crawford, Texas. Down the road in Arlington, however, Rangers pitcher Kenny Rogers, whose suspension for punching two cameramen was overturned, showed that consequences don't apply to star athletes. Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro got off with a piddling 10-game suspension for flunking a drug test shortly after telling Congress, "I have never used steroids. Period." The most egregious example is the NHL's reinstatement of Todd Bertruzzi, banned in 2004 for breaking rival Steve Moore's neck with a mid-game sucker punch. Moore will likely never play again. Bertruzzi, on the other hand, neatly dovetailed his suspension with last year's canceled season, effectively getting off scot-free. If only Nate Newton could still play at AskewedView.com.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
On Friday, Morning Sedition goes to Harlem. That's right, you'll hear me, Mark Maron, and Mark Reilly coming to you live from 116th Street. Author Bret Easton Ellis will be there, and so will comedian Mike B. And if anything gets out of hand, former professional wrestler Mick Foley has our backs. Even Lawton Smalls plans to show up. It's Friday's Morning Sedition, live from Amy Ruth's restaurant in Harlem.
Talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, about 26 before the hour. Ali Abunima is one of the founders of, or the founder of Electronic Intifada.net. He is a writer and commentator on Middle East and Arab American affairs. He lives in Chicago. His articles have appeared in magazines in the United States, the Middle East. He also is a frequent guest on television, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, the usual gang of alphabet soup channels. He lectures frequently at colleges in the U.S. Ali Abunima was born in the United States, grew up in Europe. Both his parents are originally from Palestine. He received his education from both Princeton University undergraduate degree and a master's degree at University of Chicago. He joins us now from Chicago. Ali Abunima, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I would like to start with the images that have been televised around the United States for the past couple of days as the Israeli army, unarmed, moved in to remove the final holdouts, the, I would assume, Orthodox Jews from Gaza who refused to follow Sharon's directive to leave. Those images are what most Americans are seeing on television, and if you've seen them, I think anyone who sees images of people driven from what appears to be their home, those images are very powerful, are they not?
Well, that's exactly what those images are designed to make people think. And what we're dealing with is a lot of theatrics and a lot of high-quality production. The reality is very different. These settlers are all being very well compensated for their performances. Each settler family is receiving a compensation package of up to $500,000 in addition to other inducements. They are being bought out of property that never belonged to them in the first place, that they occupied in violation of international law. And many of those people who we saw creating those histrionics were not even residents in the settlements in the first place. The other day I was on another radio station with a settler, a so-called settler, who had actually flown in from New York with his wife and six children just a few weeks ago for the explicit purpose of refusing to be dragged out of the Gaza Strip. He hadn't troubled himself to go and live in the Gaza Strip previously, but once Israel decided to remove the settlers, it all of a sudden became urgent for him and thousands of others to go there and create these histrionics. The other thing I think we need to point out is that 80% of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are refugees who were previously forced out of their homes in other parts of Palestine or in towns and villages that are now part of Israel. And they've been living as refugees for many decades with very few cameras pointed at their pain and pointed at the anguish that their continued plight causes.
In what way do you think the images that have been beamed across the United States, and I would imagine most of the world, since we're all kind of linked electronically, how can those images be not negated, not canceled? The images are out there, but balanced in how do you present images of Gaza being a place where I believe there's 600,000-700,000 people who are crowded together in one of the most poverty-stricken little strips of land on the planet, and as you point out, have been living under occupation for 38 years now. How can those images, how can that balance be presented?
Well, I don't think those images should be negated. Those images are what they are, but we do need to see the complete picture. And there's actually more than 1 million Palestinians in Gaza. The removal of the settlements will mean for the residents of, say, Khan Yunis refugee camp, 200,000 people, that for the first time in years, they'll be able to go to the beach, because the beaches until now have been Jewish-only beaches. Now they will be able to feel the sun on their heads and the water on their skin for the first time. That's something I think that's significant. But the bigger picture is even more important. Israel wants us to focus on Gaza, and thousands of journalists flooded to the Gaza Strip. But while Israel is giving crumbs in Gaza, it's seizing the whole loaf in the West Bank. And since Israel announced its decision to destroy the homes of 2,000 settler homes in the Gaza Strip, it's built 6,000 settler homes throughout the West Bank. So the net gain is 4,000 settler homes, and now there's more than 400,000 settlers in the West Bank. Israel is continuing to build settlements there, continuing to build the separation wall inside the West Bank, continuing to demolish homes, destroy Palestinian orchards and crops, and to make life misery for the millions of Palestinians there. And Gaza is not going to be free. Gaza is still going to be besieged and surrounded by Israel. And some are saying that it will simply be the world's largest open-air prison. So unless Israel is really going to make this the beginning of the total end to the occupation, then we need to be very skeptical and very cautious.
Given that the Israeli government will still control the, I believe, the airspace, the borders of Gaza, the seashore, off the coast, whatever shipping lanes might be out there, your analogy to an open air prison, I think, is probably appropriate. Why? What was the tactical belief or strategic belief, in your opinion, that Sharon had in this whole Gaza move? This has been in the works, I believe, on paper at least, for 6 or 7, 8 years.
Actually, longer than that, although this particular plan he announced about 2 years ago. He said it very clearly, and it's one word, demography. And the background to that is very simple. Today, in all of the territory ruled by Israel, so Israel itself, the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Jews are in a minority. They're now 49% of the population, and Palestinians are the majority. They're over 51%. The problem is that none of the, or very few of the Palestinians, those living in Israel have some rights, but the vast majority of Palestinians living under Israeli rule have no political rights whatsoever. They have no vote. They have no control over their own lives. So Israel is increasingly worried that it will be seen as an apartheid state, a state where a privileged minority rules over a disenfranchised majority. So as Sharon said, the demographic imperative is why Israel dumped Gaza, because it's a way to quickly claim that Israel is no longer responsible for over a million Palestinians. And so the proportion of Palestinians under Israeli rule magically goes down, and the percentage of Jews magically goes up from 49% to 56%. But the reality is those Palestinians will not be free. They will not really have control over their lives. And Gaza by itself is not a viable territory that can survive economically. So that's what's behind it, and that's what Israel has said very clearly.
Is there any a positive aspect in that, I mean, towards an eventual resolution of this problem that's gone on now since 1948? Is the evacuation of Gaza, does it have any sort of upside, in your opinion?
Well, that's entirely up to us, because Israel will not leave the West Bank, will not stop building settlements, will not stop destroying homes and making the life of Palestinians in the West Bank miserable, unless it's forced to. It has to be forced to do so by the international community and by the United States, which is funding the occupation. If we don't want to do that, if we don't want to spend the political capital, if we don't want to have the courage to do that, then there will be no solution. So it's really up to us. It's up to us whether we want to resolve the conflict or if we want to continue to see it fester. I hope that the United States and the rest of the international community will force Israel to do that, because Israel certainly won't do it voluntarily.
Let me ask you a question, we have to take a break then, and I'd like you to have the couple, 3 minutes to consider the answer, and then we'll pick it up when we come back from the break. I stated at the beginning of the program tonight that, in my opinion, the troubles, with quotes around that word, that we are experiencing across the planet right now with Islamic bombers, with the acts of terror, defined depending on whose train is being bombed. If it's a Palestinian bus or an Israeli bus, is it a bus in London? Is it a bus in Bali? But all of these acts, it is my opinion that in a very direct way they can find their genesis in the problems in the occupied territories. And I'd like you to address that, if you would, when we come back. All right? We're talking with Ali Abu Nima. He is the founder of Electronic Intifada. ElectronicIntifada.net. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Peace on Earth. Peace on Earth.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
With the Workers' Independent News, I'm Jesse Russell. The United Kingdom isn't the only place Gate Gourmet is facing labor strife. The airline catering company fired 670 catering workers last week, resulting in a solidarity strike by nearly 1,000 baggage handlers and other support staff for British Airways. The company is also facing a battle in the United States. The union, Unite Here, represents the U.S. Gate Gourmet workers and says the company has made unreasonable concession requests. The union alleges the company plans to cut the average $11 per hour pay by 12% and cut pensions and health care for workers. The company says that if employees don't take cuts, it may have to file for bankruptcy, following in the footsteps of some of the airlines that it serves. Meanwhile, as for the fired UK workers, talks broke down again on Tuesday, indicating that there could be more turbulence for the catering company on the horizon.
This labor news report was brought to you by Local 802, the New York Musicians Union, promoting the unique experience of New York's live music scene. For more information, go to www.keepthemusiclive.com.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals, leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish, so you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution, go to mypc.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Remember your first time?
The first time, I believe, was 1994.
It was the first big Broadway show I'd ever seen.
I've seen it in Canada, and I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I've seen it six times here.
Remember the first time you heard the music, felt the power, and fell in love with the Phantom of the Opera?
We walked down the aisle when we got married to All I Ask of You, and this is our first time in New York together, and so I wanted to bring him to go see the Phantom of the Opera.
It's romantic. It has everything you want for a husband and wife out on the town. I guarantee she's going to love it.
I've raised my daughter on the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she grew up listening to the music of Phantom, but we never saw the show until tonight. We've been waiting a long time for this.
The Phantom of the Opera. The musical phenomenon Broadway comes back to again and again. Call telecharge.com.
You're listening home to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour, we're talking with Ali Abunima, who is the founder of electronicintifada.net. Check it out. I know a lot of you go to that website for information on the Middle East, regardless of your point of view. This is a good website to go to. Ali, just let me restate the question. Is the violence that's occurring around the planet right now, where it concerns this confrontation between Islam and the so-called West, to what extent, if any, does it have its roots in the Israeli-Palestinian issue?
Well, I think there is a connection in the sense that many people around the world see Western policy towards Palestine as being kind of a litmus test for how serious they are about human rights and democracy. Here we have the United States charging through the region, proclaiming a crusade for democracy, and they say, well, why hasn't the United States lifted a finger to end the military rule that Palestinians have lived under for decades? Why does the United States seemingly support Israel no matter what it does? This has certainly given rise to a very, very strong feeling that there are double standards. All around the world, people see images every day of Palestinians being bulldozed out of their homes, new Palestinian refugees being created every day with weapons that say made in the United States on them. And that has angered and embittered a lot of people. So I think it does have a sort. It is connected with the wider conflict we're seeing, and many people in the Arab world. You know, in this country, it's perfectly respectable to be against the war in Iraq and at the same time very pro-Israel. And I think what we don't see is that in many parts of the world, people see the U.S. invasion of Iraq being linked to U.S. support for Israel, and they see these as, in a way, two sides of the same coin, that Israel and the United States are engaged in a strategy to control the region. Now, that may or may not be true, but that's a perception that's out there that is motivating a lot of people.
In your opinion, is that a fair assessment in Arab-speaking countries?
Well, I think that, you know, clearly there is some connection, and it's something that has to be examined carefully, that those who are most supportive of the war in the Bush administration, the neocons, many of them were the same people who had worked for the Netanyahu government in the mid-1990s and proposed a strategy for remaking the Middle East, which started with the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And before the invasion, the only government in the region that was openly in favor of the war was the Israeli government, and there were many statements from Israeli ministers which were not widely publicized in the United States, but which were heard throughout the Arab world, where Israel was saying, you know, this will open up the Arab world for us, there will be an Iraqi regime that signs a peace treaty with Israel, and so on. And this certainly contributed greatly to the feeling. And there are other things too, that we see that who is pushing the confrontational approach with Iran in the United States mostly and most strongly is AIPAC, the main pro-Israel lobby group, is openly lobbying for tougher U.S. policy towards Iran. We saw the United States giving several thousand of these so-called bunker buster bombs to Israel, which can only be used, I mean, they can't really be used against the Palestinians, and many people in the region suspect that the United States is setting things up for an Israeli strike on Iran. So these are things that are widely discussed and reported in the Arab world, which are kind of taboo in the United States. Many American liberals are willing to be very critical of the war in Iraq, but are much less confident when discussing Israel.
Is there any way to, and we only have about a minute and a half left here, Ali, is there any way to introduce the American public to a more honest discussion where it concerns Israel and the occupied territories, or is that just a pipe dream?
No, I don't think it's a pipe dream. Our website, electronicintifada.net, is an effort to do that. And I think the other way is to have discussions like we're having now, is to say, you know, the U.S. now Americans are dying in the Middle East in large numbers. And we see the war and the terror spreading around the world. We have a right to know. This is the most important issue facing the United States right now, and it can't be that we're not allowed to discuss it. We have to be able to talk about it. We have to be able to talk about what are the costs and benefits of our unquestioning, unconditional support for Israel. I'm not saying we should turn against Israel. I'm just saying we ought to treat Israel like any other country, where we are allowed to weigh the costs and benefits for the United States and have a broad debate about it. That shouldn't be so hard, but in the last presidential election, we saw that neither of the main candidates were willing to say anything critical or controversial about Israel. Both were competing to see who could be most supportive of Sharon. That may be good politics in America, but it's not good policy, and it's not good for the long-term interests of this country or the world.
Ali Abu Nima, thank you very much for joining us. I hope we can talk again. Have a nice
Anytime.
Evening.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Ali Abu Nima is the founder of ElectronicIntifada.net. He joined us from Chicago. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
One need not be a student of Tom DeLay's dirty dealings to recognize that the corruption of Washington is very nearly complete. Occupied by a president and vice president who are oilmen first and statesmen last, a Congress that delays votes until campaign fundraising receipts are checked, and a judiciary that is rapidly being packed with bought corporate lawyers, such as Supreme Court nominee John Roberts, the nation's capital often seems completely beyond redemption. It is not quite so true in the nation's 50 state capitals, however. Despite the ugliest efforts of corporate America to warp the process, there are still openings for progressive policymaking at the state level. Those openings are the target of the new Progressive Legislative Action Network, PLAN, a coalition developed to provide reform-minded legislators with strategic and research support as they seek to address the pressing economic and social issues that are left untended in a time of corporate hegemony. To learn more about the network and its plan, and about shifting the debate at the state level, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, detective.
Robin Williams.
Are you seeing things yet?
Three Academy Award winners, one network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC, TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. If yesterday's mini-marathon of office repeats wasn't enough Steve Carell for you, the former Daily Show correspondent is headlining his first movie, and it opens tomorrow. Carell plays Andy Stitzer, a 40-year-old virgin. Carell is also credited as co-writer of The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which stars Catherine Keener as his love interest. And if I'm not mistaken, it just might be the first comedy of the last 5 years that doesn't have at least a cameo by Will Ferrell or Vince Vaughn. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Cindy Sheehan, who started the anti-war demonstration near George Bush's ranch nearly 2 weeks ago, is temporarily leaving the camp because her mother has had a stroke. Cindy Sheehan telling reporters she'd just gotten the phone call, rushing to her 74-year-old mother's side in Los Angeles. Sheehan said she'd be back as soon as possible. She hugged some supporters, got in the van, and left. She is from Vacaville, California. Sheehan said the makeshift campsite off the road leading to Bush's ranch would continue. The camp has grown to more than 100 people now, including many relatives of soldiers killed in Iraq. Sheehan had vowed to stay there until Bush met with her or until his month-long vacation was over at the end of the month. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says the U.S. should set a target date of December 31, 2006, to complete the military mission in Iraq and withdraw all forces. Feingold, considered a possible Democratic candidate for president, says setting a clear time frame could also undercut the insurgency. He introduced a Senate resolution back in June urging the Bush administration to give Congress a time frame for achieving military goals in Iraq and bringing the troops home. The Bush administration, though, said any withdrawal plan would only encourage insurgent rebels to wait for foreign troops to leave Iraq. It was the longest possible sentence the judge could deliver. BTK serial killer Dennis Rader ordered to serve 10 consecutive life terms after pleading guilty last month to 10 murders. Kansas has no death penalty, had no death penalty at the time the killings were committed. Rader has to serve a minimum of 175 years before he would be eligible for parole. The sentencing followed a two-day hearing in Wichita. Rader is 60 years old. Only four of Gaza's 21 settlements are still occupied by Jewish settlers. Thousands of unarmed Israeli troops cleared 17 settlements today. With some violence outside some synagogues, Israeli forces and militants battled protesters throwing what police said was acid on some of the troops. Israeli soldiers used water cannon against the protesters. Evictions of the several hundred people from the last few settlements suspended before tomorrow evening for the Jewish Sabbath. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts once called a state program promoting affirmative action highly objectionable. The comment in a 1983 memo Roberts wrote while in the Reagan White House. That memo, part of the papers released today from Roberts' years as an associate counsel in the Reagan administration. The comment in response to a program called the 50 States Project. He described that project as something that addressed, quote, perceived problems of gender discrimination. His advice to the White House was to be cautious about showing support. He said in the memo many of the reported proposals were objectionable. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Randy Rhodes.
And so, you know, listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan.
It was hard work. She has a different opinion than people I hang with and stuff. You know, it's like the people I hang with, they're like, war is good. It's amazing. There's like people in this country. I never knew that. I thought it was just corporations. In Cheney.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. A lot of candlelight vigils around the country last night in support of Cindy Sheehan's efforts to get an answer to a very simple question. What was the noble cause, Mr. Bush, that my son died for? I would think that would be a question that every American who has lost a relative, a father, a son, husband, would want Bush to answer, because all the justifications for going to Iraq, of course, turned out to be nothing but filthy, murderous, blood-soaked lies. This guy in the White House is a murderous liar, and everyone around him likewise. So Cindy Sheehan's question, what was the noble cause? And I, you know, for you right-wingers who lurk around this program to try to get some sort of absolution, I would direct it to you, too. But none of you people can answer that question. Not one of you phony bastards can ever answer the question, why are we in Iraq? You can't do it. The real answer is power. That's it. One simple two-syllable word, power. But right-wingers, conservatives, Republicans have been so gutted and brainwashed. They have had one of those little devices that goes in behind the eyeball and pulls their brain out. It liquefies it and sucks it out and replaces it with some sort of right-wing gibberish that comes from George Bush and James Dobson. I would feel sorry for you people, except I don't think you're human. So any right-winger who wants to call, and I'll give you all the time you want, until you piss me off, and then I'll just hang up on you. Or I'll reach through the phone and strangle you, one of the two. But any right-winger that wants to call in and explain in very short sentence, using correct grammar and English, if you can, you know, these right-wingers who claim to be Americans, claim to speak English, usually they cannot. They speak some sort of, I don't know what it is, pidgin English, gibberish. But we'll try. Those of us who are fairly normal in this country would love to hear from you. We would love to hear what the justification is, was, might have been, could have been, will be, next week, last year, 2 years ago, next month. What was the justification for the deaths now of 1,800 Americans and 25, 50, 75, 100,000 Iraqis? All right? Call in and let me know. Hey, you rat bastards. Karen, our frequent correspondent from L.A., comments via email here about the people that say Cindy Sheehan is exploiting her son's death. Karen writes, Cindy is not exploiting her son's death. Did Rumsfeld exploit Pat Williams or Pat Tillman's death? Remember that? Remember the lies that this filthy, murderous Pentagon put out, that these criminal civilians who run the Pentagon now put out about Pat Tillman? Remember that? Remember Pat Tillman's? Remember the lies about Jessica Lynch? That's exploitation. That's exploitation. They lied to Pat Tillman's parents, for Christ's sake. They lied to his parents. They lied to his parents. God! And Jessica Lynch was used as a chunk of meat to these right-wing bastards. B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S. Bastards. But remember the Pat Tillman story. Anytime you hear one of these right-wing degenerates tell you that Cindy Sheehan is exploiting her son's death because she's asking this pig in the White House to explain to her in a simple short sentence, what is the noble cause my son died for? That she is not exploiting her son's death, that the Pentagon and the neocons and Bush and the rest of these thugs exploit dead Americans and wounded Americans. And the most obvious, quickly grasped example is Pat Tillman and Jessica Lynch. Smash him in the face with that the next time one of these evil right-wing skanks suggests to you that Cindy Sheehan is exploiting her dead son. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? There were rallies all across the country. Nearly 500 people in little old Decatur, Georgia. I got an email from Nancy in Cleveland. She says, I attended a rally for Cindy last night in Cleveland. It was covered by at least three of the local network affiliates, even Fox, and by the Cleveland Plain Dealer. The most poignant moment for me was when the mother of one of the 20 young men killed a couple of weeks ago stopped to hug another mother. The second mother was there with her two small children. They looked to be about 1 and 3 and were holding signs saying, I miss my daddy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. These mothers were there for the same thing, for their children. One for the son who certainly died in vain, and the other for her children so that they might have a chance to bring their father home alive. I miss my daddy. These women cried and then joined the 30-minute silent vigil. I was incredibly proud to have been there and came away committed to taking my two young children to Washington in September to join with others to stop this war. Maybe the mom whose son died a few weeks ago can say that he and the others did not die in vain. Their deaths turned the tide and ended this war. That's from Nancy in Cleveland. If you have a quick report on a vigil in your town, your neighborhood, your suburb, whatever, we'd like to hear it. We'd like to hear about it. Article in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer about that very issue. Hundreds, it says. 1,500. That's the newspaper's estimate. Seattleites gathered, lit candles, were quiet, sang. 20 different neighborhood vigils. Dads, moms, kids, grandparents. Everybody turned out to honor Cindy Sheehan, the California mother, on her campaign. 400 Seattleites showed up at a Green Lake vigil Wednesday night, irritating some skaters and joggers trying to dodge them. What's America coming to? Asked one jogger as he ran past. Oh, you dumb bastard. Jesus, God. What's America coming to? Look! Look at these dirty, rotten anti-war protesters. Oh, screw 'em! I've got to run! Yeah, you're going to run someday. You're going to run someday trying to dodge bullets when the Bush crime family finally gets the courage to do what they really want to do, and that's turn this country into a military dictatorship. All right, let's do some phone calls here. Paul is calling from West Virginia. Paul, we'll call you Paul number one. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I just calling to actually ask for your help. Some of us have seen that Cindy had to go home for really obvious reasons, and we don't want this to end. We don't want the vigils to end. We don't want any of this to end because she's not there for the moment, it doesn't end anything. And what we're asking for is that people go out, you know, on their front porch or in their window and light a candle, not only for Cindy, not only for the troops, but also for her mom. And we're just, you know, we're nobody, we're connected with nobody. Truthfully, it's just a group of people from Randy Rhoads' message board. But we're really asking that people do that, to continue this.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I really do. It is a peaceful response to the hysterical, murderous attitude of Republicans in this country. It's a peaceful response to this viciousness coming from this passive viciousness coming, in this case, coming from Bush. I think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's passive.
No. It is passive. It's very passive. You don't misunderstand the term. When I say it's a passive response, I'm saying that with I respect a passive. Sometimes a passive response. That's what Gandhi was about. That's what King was about. Passive resistance. Do you not understand what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying.
And okay.
I think all we're asking is this doesn't end with Cindy.
I think you're right. I think it's a good idea. Thanks for checking in, Paul. I appreciate it. A candle in the window, a candle on the front porch. That's a great idea. It's a pacific, passive response to violence and murder.
Everyone's singing, we just want to be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
Sky across the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners, one network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC, TV for movie people.
Scare you a little? Were you speeding? Well, what if I told you there was a way to make you and your car electronically invisible to virtually all police speed detecting equipment? Police can't catch what they can't see. Introduce yourself to the Phaser 2. Illegal in 7 states, the Phaser 2 is a laser radar jammer that confuses police's laser and radar speed detection equipment within a range of 2 to 3 miles. And the best part is, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. It's the one thing police don't want you to have, but every Leadfoot needs. Obviously, we don't condone reckless driving, and some restrictions apply. But if you do get a speeding ticket, we'll even pay your fine. For a 30-day risk-free trial, call 1-800-500-8891. The Phaser 2. Just plug it into your cigarette lighter and poof, you're gone. We dare you to try it for 30 days. Call 1-800-500-8891. 1-800-500-8891.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans. We make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
They call this place the Institute, but really it's a torture chamber. A place where they take a 3,300-pound object shaped like the front end of an SUV and hurl it directly into your bright, shiny new car. A lot of manufacturers come here. Not all of them leave with their pride intact.
But when Volkswagen sent the new Jetta to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, it came back with the best overall crash test ratings of any car in its class. The president of the Institute went on to say, "This new Jetta design shows what manufacturers can do to improve occupant protection in serious side impacts when cars are hit by SUVs and pickup trucks. We want more manufacturers to do what Volkswagen has done. The new Jetta." For details, go to IIHS.org. Better yet, see your local Volkswagen dealer where right now you can lease a 2005 new Jetta Value Edition for just $199 a month.
36-month lease, $18.44 required at signing. Excludes taxes, license, other options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer ends September 6, 2005. See your dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-EW for details. IIHS ratings of April 2005.
Test drive a Jetta at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
No 21 past the hour. This editorial in the from the Niagara Falls Reporter. The title is "Bush a Coward." The President of the United States, who lacked the courage to serve his country during the Vietnam War, has once again shown his cowardice. Scores of brave American soldiers have given their lives since he went on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And yet, when the mother of one of our war dead, Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey was killed a while back in Sutter City, showed up at his Texas ranch asking to speak to him, he didn't have the cojones to ask her in for a cup of coffee. Instead, he had Karl Rove contact the Drudge Report and other sleazy news outlets across the land with a couple of comments Ms. Sheehan made to her hometown paper in Vacaville, California, shortly after her son's death. Taken out of context, the quotes make her look like she spoke in favor of Bush and his dirty little war. On reading the full interview, however, it is clear that from the beginning, she thought her son had died for nothing and was, as we all might in such a situation, was just trying to be polite to the president. What a coward. What a pathetic excuse for a man. To refuse to meet with and then attempt to slime a Gold Star mother, it's inexcusable. In fact, it's beyond inexcusable. The moral high ground in this, of course, belongs to Cindy Sheehan and the other mothers of dead soldiers who have joined her on her vigil down in Texas. It clearly does not belong to Bush, who shirked his military commitment at a time when wimps like Al Gore and John Kerry were getting shot at in Southeast Asia. Mrs. Sheehan, a Catholic youth minister for 8 years, says the war is unjust, immoral, and was predicated on a pack of lies emanating from the Bush administration. She is, of course, correct. No evidence has been produced to show a link between the September 11 attacks against the U.S. and the regime of Saddam, and the question of whether the Iraqis were in possession of weapons of mass destruction was resolved a couple of years ago. They weren't, by the way, despite Colin Powell's masterful deception at the United Nations. Our president is a coward who lied us into a war we can't possibly win. The blood of more than 1,850 American soldiers, 200 Allied troops, and at least 25,000 Iraqis is on his hands. As the writer Juan Cole recently noted, the war in Iraq is over, and the winner is Iran. From the Niagara Falls Reporter. Paul is calling from Michigan. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, first of all, as far as the Bush supporters go in this country, in all reality, behind closed doors, this war criminal president and his gang of pirates, they actually view the Bush supporters in this country as simply as useful idiots.
Sure.
That can be endlessly conned and pillaged. And these people have become simply the walking dead in this country. Evidence of the senses just do not exist with these people. But what I fear most about this presidency is that I've been fearful and believe for a long time that their main agenda is this communist president wants to establish martial law in this country. They need a phony excuse to establish it. And I've been fearful for a long time something ugly is going to happen in this country, and they're going to use that as a platform for martial law. Now, we certainly know what martial law means. That will squelch all dissent forever. And this is something. And another reason for that is we know most of most of this country is starting to wake up out of their slumber, I think, many in this country, and recognizing what this war was really about. It was to line the pockets of these psychopathic billionaires that Bush represents. And they can't. And they knew it was going to come eventually. They couldn't hide it forever. And that is why martial law, I think, is a major key in their agenda. And I think we ought to be paying attention to that seriously, because I think it's something that's getting very close. And I think we have to worry about it.
All right. Paul, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for your comments. I can only add to that, I agree with what Paul said, that the ultimate goal of this criminal in the White House is martial law. But I would take the Israeli military model as opposed to the People's Army in China model. Remember, the Chinese students in Tiananmen Square were utterly convinced that the Chinese military would not fire on them. The People's Army would not, and the young people in Tiananmen Square were sadly mistaken. They were butchered. God only knows how many people died. We'll never know. By the same token, the Israeli military, in removing their own people from Gaza today and over the past few days, went in unarmed. Now, they went in with handcuffs and they went in with fire hoses, but you understand where I'm going with this, okay? I'm not defending anybody here. I'm just trying to show two clear examples, which brings us to the U.S. military. I do not believe, I can't believe, and stay in this country, that if martial law or anything resembling it were declared in this country, that American soldiers would fire on American citizens. Am I wrong in that?
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Despite Howard Dean's crowing, Paul Hackett's loss in Ohio matters. Elections, after all, have consequences. Cindy Sheehan, dumped by her husband after their son died in Iraq, has been reduced to living in a tent in Crawford, Texas. Down the road in Arlington, however, Rangers pitcher Kenny Rogers, whose suspension for punching two cameramen was overturned, showed that consequences don't apply to star athletes. Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro got off with a piddling 10-game suspension for flunking a drug test shortly after telling Congress, "I have never used steroids. Period." The most egregious example is the NHL's reinstatement of Todd Bertruzzi, banned in 2004 for breaking rival Steve Moore's neck with a mid-game sucker punch. Moore will likely never play again. Bertruzzi, on the other hand, neatly dovetailed his suspension with last year's canceled season, effectively getting off scot-free. If only Nate Newton could still play. At AskewedView.com.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
So this is what you gotta do, Steve. This is how you do it. This is Steve Earle, and the revolution starts now here on Air America Radio. See, you gotta hit now.
Oh, I see now. That's it. Okay. All right.
Take it from me. I'm a pro. I've been on the radio now a good 4 months. This is how you do it.
All right, cool. Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening. The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
All right.
That's
all right.
Good.
The revolution starts now.
Liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You'll make out. Seem to make a good beginning. Someone else ends up winning. Don't seem fair. Don't you care.
All right, for those of you who are worried about keeping the fires burning, in the movement that has been sparked by Cindy Sheehan's vigil, there are a couple of sites you can check out. Of course, troopsoutnow.org, truthout.org, unitedforpeace.org, and afterdowningstreet.org. You're all familiar with those websites. Now, to the to the people are emailing me about my claim that the Army would not fire on American citizens. No, I haven't forgotten Kent State. Seems like you all have forgotten Jackson State, though, but because everybody is saying, well, what about Kent State? You know, at the same time, there were, I believe, two killed at Jackson State. Of course, that was a predominantly black college, so I guess that doesn't count. I'm being a little bit of a smartass with you right there, okay? Because what happened in Ohio, and if I'm splitting hairs here, I'm splitting hairs. Those, if I remember right, those were Ohio National Guardsmen who were under the control of nobody who understood military tactics whatsoever. If you look at the old films of that, they couldn't even form into any kind of a line to reduce the demonstrators back in 1970. They didn't know how to move, and a couple of them opened fire. Those were boys firing on boys and girls. If martial law is declared in this country, let me tell you something, Truth Seeker. Do you believe for a second? Do you believe for 1 second that the troops used would be National Guardsmen from what? Their home counties? Oh, they would move the ones in Seattle to Miami. They would move the ones in Maine to Phoenix. Do you think the National Guard? No, I'll tell you who would be used if martial law is declared, and that would be regular Army. It may be reserves, but it'd be regular Army. These, for the most part, would not be citizen soldiers. This is not going to be reserves. So I think you all are jumping a little bit froggy here when you writing to me about, well, what about Kent State? What about Kent State? Yeah, there were four people killed in Kent State. But that was, it has nothing whatsoever to do with martial law. That had to do with the governor of Ohio, with the sanction of the other psychopath, Richard Nixon, calling out the National Guard to try to act in a manner of what police, the Ohio State Police, should have been called out for that, not the National Guard. Now, when and if martial law is declared in this country, it's not going to be a bunch of jerk-ass high school boys in uniform, which is what the National Guard was back in 1970, walking around with their, what did they have, M16s, M1s? I don't even know what they had back then. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be regular Army. And my question is simply this. Do you think that regular Army, people who have been indoctrinated into believing that threats that they are involved in resisting come from outside the country, are now going to be told that the biggest threat is coming from American citizens, and that they, if they are ordered to fire on American citizens, they'll do so? Do you think that? For those of you who think that, it's time to get your passport ready and get the hell out of the country, because it's over. In your minds, then, it's over. I'm not jumping in your case. I'm close to that right now. But if I start believing that, then I get my passport renewed, and I'm out of here. Once I believe that American troops are going to fire on American citizens, I'm gone. And for those 10, 15, 20 of you who emailed me with the Kent State analogy, if you believe that that's proof that it can happen again with regular Army, then for Christ's sake, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What you're saying is it's over. It's over. As far as martial law, I would not put it past the Bush crime family to initiate or allow to happen another terrible event in this country, as they allowed to happen or perhaps initiated the attacks on this country on September 11, 2001. Further, if that attack does occur, or some sort of destruction or death does occur, I fully expect that this Northern Command that now exists in the United States, that never existed before, will be activated, and we will go under martial law, which means curfews, no protests, no demonstrations, nothing. And it'll be a lockdown in this country. It'll be very bizarre and very weird, but there will be resistance. And at first it'll be peaceful resistance, and at that point, I don't think, I cannot think, that American soldiers will shoot American citizens. Now, call me naive, and I may be. Well, not naive. If there's anything I'm not, it's naive. I may be not wanting to believe something that is absolutely starkly true. I may be more like the people in Tiananmen Square who never thought the People's Liberation Army would open fire on Chinese citizens. Or I might be like the Israeli settlers, so-called, interlopers, I call them, who were removed from Gaza over the past few days by the Israeli soldiers. So, please, no more about Kent State. It was a different situation. It was a different... I'm not denying the hideousness of it. Of course it was hideous. On how many levels was it hideous? In the first place, there never should have been National Guard troops called out for something like that to begin with. An on-campus demonstration? Jesus. Should have been handled by the local police, and if it was too big for them, bring in the state troopers or the sheriff's department. But we had a psychopath running the country then and a psychopath running Ohio. We have a psychopath running the country now. But he is such a psychopath, he would never rely on National Guard troops. It'll be regular army. Whatever. Stephanie is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike, so much. I love your program.
Well, thanks.
I love the term truth seeker, you know, and it's not easy to be a truth seeker. It's not easy always to hear what people have to say or what you have to say. It's just really scary, you know.
Yes.
Quick things. First of all, shout out to Marge. I love hearing Marge on your program. I love it. And I hope sometime, too, if your little daughter's with you and she's awake and chirping away or whatever. I would love to hear her little voice on the radio. I love kids and I love babies. And you are, you know, I'm so happy for you and your wife. It's just got to be a joy.
Let me get Mom to say something.
Stephanie, that's so sweet, but I hate to tell you, she doesn't chirp anymore. She's into this nonstop, incessant screaming.
that
really would not be pleasant for most of our listeners to hear right now. Every once in a while, she interrupts the screaming to laugh a little bit and then go back to screaming. So we don't want that, actually, because you get enough of that from right-wing radio.
Oh, you do. And I like her Kathy's comment about every time you listen to right-wing radio,
God kills a kitten.
I just love that. We can't have any of those. I couldn't listen. I would be bald. I have bloody spots all over my head, and I'd be bald if I listened to that stuff. I mean, this is why we've got Air America and some of the other shows. I couldn't take it. You know, I called originally to talk about Cindy Sheehan, it's just beyond me. I'm speechless. I'm just and sickened. First of all, I remember I was introduced to Cindy by, I think, people, you and other people would be reading her off of her website or her, you know, her writing, and, I believe, now, didn't she actually see her son killed on TV or something?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think she was, I think she heard his, you know, I don't remember.
I don't either. Hearing her talk about losing her son, you know, and the devastating effect it had on her lives and her other writings, and then hearing her speak and following her emergence, this is somebody who is really speaking from both her heart and her head. She's, you know, just very, her intentions and her motives are very pure. She has a very pure voice. She's very clear, you know, and, when people accuse her of you know, bile and vicious, it's insane. They're insane.
Well, I think it's a clear example of projection. This is the kind of poison that floats around inside the people who accuse Cindy of having some sort of hidden agenda. Her agenda is very clear. I like to know the reason, Mr. President. What was the noble cause my son died for? And the attacks from these right-wing monsters, I think, displays for anyone who wants to see the poison that exists inside them.
Oh, you know, we're right on the same track because I was thinking the same thing. You know, I'm not a psychologist, but we've probably both studied psychology, and it's classic projection. And these people are cowards.
Oh, that's the part. Yeah, that's the part that irritates me.
They're all cowards, and they're so disconnected from their own humanity.
Oh God, in space. Hey, I got to leave you there. Thanks, Stephanie.
That's it, Mike.
All right, appreciate you checking in. Yeah, you don't need to be a psychologist to see mental illness, just like you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing.
I've forgotten when I close my eyes, I can't see her. It's only this war in my head.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC Network television premiere.
Insomnia.
Starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
3 Academy Award winners. 1 network television premiere.
Insomnia.
Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today.
Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't she be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're going to love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Northwest Airlines Mechanics Union continues to negotiate with the company in Washington, but a Friday night strike deadline is quickly approaching. Ted Ludwig is president of Local 33 of the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association.
I am hopeful that we'll get some kind of agreement, of course. None of us really want to go on strike.
Northwest is pressing for $176 million in concessions and wants to slash union jobs, all the while threatening to go into bankruptcy. Ludwig says the union will continue to talk with Northwest right up until the strike deadline.
Our national director will be the one that calls the strike, so when he tells us to walk, then we're going to walk. And if Northwest locks us out and we're still talking, I think that would show right there that they don't really want an agreement.
The union believes, however, that Northwest will go into bankruptcy whether or not they get concessions from their unions.
This labor news report was brought to you by Local 802, the New York Musicians Union, promoting the unique experience of New York's live music scene. For more information, go to www.keepthemusiclive.com.
Remember your first time?
First time, I believe, was 1994.
It was the first big Broadway show I'd ever seen.
I've seen it in Canada, and I've seen it in Pittsburgh, and I've seen it 6 times here.
Remember the first time you heard the music, felt the power, and fell in love with the Phantom of the Opera?
We walked down the aisle when we got married to All I Ask of You, and this is our first time in New York together, and so I wanted to bring him to go see the Phantom of the Opera.
It's romantic. It has everything you want for a husband and wife night on the town. I guarantee she's going to love it.
I've raised my daughter on the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she grew up listening to the music of Phantom, but we never saw the show until tonight. We've been waiting a long time for this.
The Phantom of the Opera. The musical phenomenon Broadway comes back to again and again. Call telecharge.com.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
All right. I give up. I concede. You people have convinced me. Enough of you have written in here about this American troops firing on American citizens. I do give it up. Too many well-spoken people have emailed in here who do know how to put sentences together and have made the point that kind of obliquely, but what the subtext is, Malloy, you're wrong. Okay, I concede. Here's one. Tonight you stated you do not think U.S. soldiers would fire on U.S. citizens. Well, I'm retired Master Sergeant, U.S. Army, 22-year service. Questioners, I'm not sure what you mean by that, within the Army as to whether they would fire on citizens. The answer was yes. Mikey has set it up so that he will be able to run again and again. What have they done to the country I love so much? And this is from Prairie 2. The local Chinese troops wouldn't fire on their own people. That's how that guy with the red flags was able to stop the tank in the street you always see on television. It took the military about a week to bring troops from the distant provinces. And they could be forced to do the killing. Why do you think the Republicans have been building two Americas? Of course, they have been using mercenaries in Iraq to do the really bad stuff. From Rick. Hi, Mike. If the neo-bombs declare martial law in this country, they're going to wish they supported gun control. The founders foresaw a day when we might have to defend ourselves against our own government. Sadly, unfortunately, many Americans are armed and have access to arms. The U.S. military would not fire on us. The U.S. military are not firing on us. It's going to be the same commercial mercenaries that are in Iraq now. He's referring to the Americans. And then several of you have written about using U.N. troops, that it would be U.N. troops that the Bush crime family would unleash against American citizens. I think the contempt for United Nations troops is so strong within the neocon movement that's a bit iffy. Although, you may be right on that one too. But I do concede. I do concede the point. All right. American soldiers will fire on American citizens. Like I said, too many of you whose opinions I respect have written in here in just a flurry of emails. From Heather in St. Paul, we have all feared martial law and worse. That's why the vigils last night were so powerful. We stood together on the Lake Street Bridge that connects St. Paul and Minneapolis, at least 1,500 strong. It was almost sacred. The bridge was jammed. It was like the first day of rain after a long drought. People stood close together, touching and smiling, embracing like at a wedding. Moms and dads with babies, grandmas and grandpas with their grandchildren and dogs, lovers and friends singing with signs, flags, roses, and candles twinkling like little stars from one end of the bridge to the other. It was so good. It was as though people had emerged from a long darkness into the light. And what I saw so clearly is that Cindy has created a safe place for us to stand together. We have a new leader, Heather, St. Paul. And she included some photos here from the Lake Street Bridge. I've gotten several emails tonight about the demonstrations in various towns and cities around the country. And they're very, very, very positive. That's powerful stuff. Powerful, powerful, positive stuff. You can't. Passive resistance cannot ultimately be defeated. It cannot. Look at the people in history. Start with Jesus. Work your way to Gandhi. Martin Luther King Jr. It can't be defeated. So, I, on the other hand, being an unformed soul and kind of a freak, will keep my weapons handy. I'm sorry! Candles, I love them! I love candles! I love holding hands! I believe in it! I've got children and grandchildren! But I'm also going to stay armed! I will. I swear to God I will. I hate it. I hate it. And the irony is all those years in the 80s and 90s when I listened to the psychopathic National Rifle Association talking about how your government's going to come and get you, and they're referring to Democrats. You dumb bastards. They were talking about liberals. Liberals were going to... Oh, my... They were right, but for the wrong reasons. So, I believe in peaceful solutions. I really do. I believe in passive resistance. I believe in massive demonstrations. I believe in surrounding the Pentagon and making it levitate. I believe in taking a hit and passing it on to the person to the left of you. And, I believe in all that. And I'll do that. I'll do that. I swear to God, I'll do that. I'll do that first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. But sixth, in my basement, I will have enough weapons to take care of me and my family. For maybe 5 minutes. I understand. I understand. It's a fool's errand. I understand. But that's just who I am. So anyway, I stand. Well, actually, I'm sitting. I sit corrected on the military, U.S. military, U.S. citizen thing. You folks are right. You folks are right. Isn't that sad? All right, we have I don't mean the fact that you're right is sad. The fact that well, you know what I'm saying. Well, what's my average on this program, Kathy? I'm wrong about half the time?
Just don't pluck your magic twanger anymore.
I know. Fine. Let's do a break.
Do you have a ocarina song you could...
No, but during the break I'm gonna open a beer. All right, folks, stay with us. We have a quick break. I'm just kidding. We have a quick break coming up. And,
give something to Molly.
And we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Whatever you're doing this summer.
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The Israeli army says it has completed the evacuation of two key Gaza Jewish settlements. Security forces stormed synagogues in both settlements Thursday, dragging settlers and protesters who had come from outside Gaza to disrupt Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's disengagement plan. In a scene played out on live world television, police used cranes and water cannon to battle protesters on the roof of one synagogue. More than 500 people crowded into Georgia's state capitol Thursday for a prayer service and moment of silence to honor the servicemen and women killed in Iraq. Don Dornberg reports.
Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue organized the ceremony and praised the troops for their courage, love of country, and sense of duty. The Georgia troops, Perdue said, are family.
We miss our troops deployed far away. We worry about them. We pray for them. But we know that they are performing their mission. They are our defenders and protectors.
Perdue choked back tears when he addressed families who have lost a service member, saying, "You do not grieve alone." Don Dornberg, Atlanta.
Reports that Coretta Scott King suffered a stroke are being confirmed by her doctor in Atlanta.
The stroke was caused by a blood clot that traveled from her heart to her brain. The blood clot lodged in an artery on the left side of her brain.
Piedmont Hospital cardiologist Dr. Charles Wickliffe said the 78-year-old widow of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is doing well, and she is improving daily. Mrs. King was admitted to Piedmont Hospital Tuesday. Dr. Wickliffe said he expects a full recovery, but that it will take a lot of rehabilitation. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says the president is committed to fighting the spread of methamphetamine, even though his budget slashes funds for law enforcement grant programs. He says the 2006 federal budget includes $12.4 billion to wage the war on drugs. And White House drug czar John Walters says the Bush administration is committed to fighting all types of illegal drugs, including methamphetamine.
Meth is a very serious threat in many parts of the United States. It's growing. It's one of the few categories of substances that prey on our citizens that is growing, and we want to cut that off. And that's what we're trying to focus, both resources, legislative remedies now, and additional leadership from the federal government.
Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in his native Germany at the start of the first foreign trip of his pontificate. The Pope was greeted by cheering youths gathered in Cologne for the Catholic Church's World Youth Day. Speaking to reporters as he boarded his flight, the pontiff said he was very moved to be returning to his homeland. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Jerry Springer.
If you recognize that anything that happens in the world is because of everything else that happened, I mean, that's true. You change one thing and the whole world is different. You know, you wonder, are you going to make a difference in life? Are we going to make a difference in life? Every single thing you do every single day has an impact on what the rest of the world will be like. You touch another person who touches another person who touches another person.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Well, I'll tell you what, emails keep coming on this martial law thing. You know, really, white flag, I surrender. Maybe I am being naive that U.S. troops would not fire on American citizens. I can see the point. You all are making very good arguments, but I can't believe I'm reading this. You know, I can't believe that so many of you feel this way. And some of these emails are from people that have had regular correspondence with this program for a long time, people whose opinions I really respect. You know, come to respect. I respect all the opinions that make it through the filter and come in here. But, I mean, some of these opinions are coming from people who have had mucho correspondence with this program. That's really weird. I guess I had the wrong belief. What did you think, Kathy? Did you think that American troops would fire on U.S. citizens?
I'm kind of surprised they haven't killed us already.
From Kate, we went to a vigil at a local healing arts center here in Tacoma last night. We had a few to choose from. We started 35 to 40 people, split into two groups. One group remained inside the building to participate in a silent meditation. The other went outside to be visible to passing traffic. I prayed in silence and then went outside. It was gratifying and uplifting. The vast majority of passing motorists were supportive, waving and honking, giving us a thumbs up. There were a few who used other digits, but they were very few. Now, how do you give somebody the screw you finger when they're demonstrating for peace? How do you do that? What kind of a mind does that? I mean, if they think the peace demonstrators are wrong, why not just drive by? But to give somebody the finger, what the hell is that?
Clint Black?
Clint Black? Kate goes on. Some people found parking and came and joined us. Some people asked what they could do to help. We told them to come back next week. Some of the participants were mothers with pictures of their children lost to this murderous empire building. There were a couple of families with small children, older people, middle-aged boomers, 30-somethings, a general mix of population. We've decided to meet every Wednesday evening at 7:30 in the same spot to the end of August and maybe monthly after that. And we haven't forgotten September 24th, 5th, and 6th. Obviously, I'm getting a lot of these emails, and I wish I could read them all, but aunt. Right, back to the phone calls. Gene is calling from Pennsylvania. Gene, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Ah, thanks. A lot of issues tonight. I wanted to do a quick shout-out to the people of Easton who gathered in support of Cindy Sheehan. We had about 100 people gathered there.
Easton, PA?
Eastern Pennsylvania. We're on the easternmost part of Pennsylvania. Almost.
Oh, Eastern Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah, almost New Jersey. And although they wouldn't like me saying so. And as far as troops shooting at citizens, if they feel threatened, they will shoot. So it could happen very easily.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian problem. I don't have a good understanding of how that all came about, mainly because I don't know that I trust anything that I've read on it. As I understand it, at the end of World War II, the British owned the place, and the citizens of Palestine at first welcomed a few refugees, and then there were so many that the British tried to turn them back, right?
Yeah, there's so much. It's impossible for me to put it into one sentence, a thousand sentences, or a thousand paragraphs, or a million paragraphs. You have to go back to the late 19th century, actually, when the Zionist movement, and I'm not using it as pejorative, the Zionist movement was first put together in Europe, in England, and the idea of the Jews, who for 2,000 years had been persecuted, tortured, butchered, murdered, burned alive, destroyed, killed. This is before the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And the idea was discussed back then. When, at the end of World War One, when the Ottoman Empire was destroyed, the Ottoman Empire at that point had control of that part of the Eastern Mediterranean. And when it was destroyed, then the so-called British Mandate came into play. The British took over. The British had, they were still in their empire mode. The situation with India had not occurred yet. Obviously, wasn't going to occur for another four decades. So the British were still into empire building, and we were too far away. We really didn't give a damn. We were under the leadership of Woodrow Wilson, and trying to put together the League of Nations and yada yada yada. So the British wound up with it. Well, in the meantime, the Zionist movement gained legitimacy and force, and decided to turn to the Bible to determine what the boundaries of Eretz Israel would be. And using the Bible, they had one problem. First, the British were there. Secondly, the Palestinian people, what we call the Palestinian people now. I have no idea what the Palestinian people were called in the 20s and 30s of this last century. So there were several groups, terrorist groups, that were run by Jews. The Stern Gang, the Irgun, there were three or four, and their goal was to dislodge the British, much the same way that the insurgents in Iraq now, their goal is to dislodge the American presence. There were hotels, the King David Hotel was blown up, there were people that were killed in that. There were many acts of either terrorism or liberation, take your pick, by Jewish terrorist organizations. Some of the
Palestinians trying to get rid of the British?
The Palestinians were so used to being dominated first by the Ottoman Empire and so there was resistance, but it wasn't organized. The Palestinians, so-called at the time, figured that this is their homeland. Anyway, to make a long story short, the butchery that occurred to Jews in Europe during World War II was so profound, so disturbing, so horrendous, so unbelievable that it added impetus to the Zionist movement, so that the United Nations was able to declare the birth of the State of Israel. There was a lot of resistance to that. The United States didn't like it until the United States realized, aha, why don't we support it, and we'll have an anchor where it concerns this growing confrontation with the Soviet Union. I'm going way fast here. And I'm waiting for everybody to send me emails and correct me. But anyway, this is the thumbnail sketch. So the State of Israel was formed. On the forming of the State of Israel, shortly thereafter, when Jews from Brooklyn and Kiev and Johannesburg and all over the world started to move in, the Palestinians resisted. And some of them fled, some of them resisted. They were told, move to Jordan. Jordan is your home. Move to Egypt. Move to Syria. There was resistance. And shortly after the establishment of the State of Israel, I think four or five Arab countries immediately attacked, and the Jews beat them off.
Yeah, I saw the movie, eh?
I guess it was a movie, wasn't it? But so many Palestinians were moved out of their towns, out of their cities, out of their villages. There was real butchery. I don't care who wants to dispute it. There was real
Jews
butchery.
Deny that, yes.
There was horrendous butchery. And as a result, Israel was established. And as Meir Kahane wrote in his book, They Must Go, the Jews came from Kiev, they came from Brooklyn, they came from Johannesburg, they came from all over the world. And the Palestinians, and this was written by Meir Kahane, who was one of the most violent Orthodox rabbis, born in America, raised in America, became a member of the Knesset, was assassinated in America by an Egyptian. But as Meir Kahane wrote, the Palestinians couldn't figure this out. Here came Jews from all over the world declaring that this land was theirs. And the Palestinians were saying, no, it's not yours, it's ours. Now, Kahane's point of view was, it did belong to the Jews. But he was making the point that the resistance then began. And what we have seen for the past 55 years, almost 60 years, is the result of that resistance. Now, that I've left out 99.9% of it. You have to do the research yourself, and I've got a break for a commercial. Thanks for checking in, Gene. I appreciate it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Nominated for two Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine.
That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. 7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
From Ross, who's with the U.S. Air Force in Japan, he writes, Mike, I don't know if I'm hearing you live on the webcast or if it's a rebroadcast. I don't know either, Ross. I do want to remind you that what happened at Kent State was not just a result of a student demonstration. The college and the town had endured 3 days of rioting, looting, and vandalism when the governor ordered the National Guard troops. This is not meant as an excuse for what happened, just a partial explanation. Tensions had been running very high, and the introduction of armed troops was the worst thing that could have been done. You're right, the state cops should have been called in, although they may well have done the same thing, but we'll never know. Would the military fire on U.S. civilians today if we were under martial law? Yes. If they were given the orders to do so, then they would probably do it. There would be dissent within the ranks, and things would get ugly on both sides, but in the end, yes, they would fire on civilians. And they probably would use National Guard troops as well. These guys all go to the same basic training as the regular army. After over 2 years of deployments to Iraq, we can no longer look at the Guard troops as weekend warriors. Many of them have become battle-hardened instruments of war. Also, if martial law is declared, then those National Guard troops come under the direct command of the federal government. Ross, and his last name, U.S. Air Force, Japan. Thanks, Ross. Back to your phone calls, please. Let me see who we've got here. Oh, my God. Rich is calling from Pittsburgh. Rich, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
All right. I really liked that last email. That was pretty good. I think that there's a potential for them to declare martial law in this country if, you know, shows like what you got, you know, like Air America, if that's not existing anymore and the Internet doesn't exist anymore, yeah, I think there's a real strong potential. And as far as, like, us having arms to defend ourselves against a corrupt government, I think that's a total joke. You know, if you consider how they got cameras, you know, everywhere on highways and all that, it's just impossible. You know, you look at Homeland Security, how things are. But I'm thinking what's going on with this country is, like your guest you had, Ali Abu Nima, he was talking about there doesn't seem to be much compassion for the Palestinians, and I think possibly the reason why is because our media is very biased. Another reason I'm thinking is because, I don't know if you could, you know, answer this question, but I don't think the Jews or the Muslims are a religion that proselytizes.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the Christian religion does, and I know on television.
Does the Jewish faith proselytize?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I didn't think they did.
They will accept converts very, very readily, very, very willingly. But do they seek converts? No. Muslims, I believe the same thing. They will accept converts, but they don't. They're not evangelizers. Of the three so-called peoples of the book, only the Christians are out there with the sword and the gun telling people, accept our belief or we'll by God kill you. The Jews don't do that, neither do the Muslims. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, yes, they do. The Muslim, the infidels, blah, blah, blah. The question is, do they proselytize? And the answer is no, they do not.
Well, see, and that's what I see on the television when I put it on. Prior to getting the Internet, I knew nothing about Islam, and but I knew a lot about Judaism. But mostly, you know, like on my television, all I have is three Christian stations on there, plus a very, in my opinion, it's very right-wing.
It's unbelievable. I have access on the Atlanta AM/FM band, radio band. I have access to maybe 10 different religious programs, and I've never heard such sick, perverted crap in my life. They are so far removed from the teachings of Jesus. They are so far removed from respect for this country and our Constitution. These are people who want death and destruction because they honestly believe that enough death and destruction will bring this perverted idea of their Savior back to earth from hell, I guess, because this perverted idea of their Savior is one who celebrates and lusts after and devours corpses and cups of blood and bones and broken babies. These people are sick. They're sick.
Yeah, and I remember whenever I was growing up, there was like some discussions about, okay, they're taking prayer out of school, but it was pretty much like a quiet resolve that, okay, that's the way it is.
No, okay, but you do understand that prayer was never taken out of school. Never. Anybody who wants to pray in school can do so. And let me tell you something. As long as there are algebra exams and Latin exams, there will be prayer. Oh, dear God, let me pass this. There is no such, there never, ever, 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 ever has been an attempt to take prayer out of school. What the Supreme Court ruled way back in the 60s, I believe, was that the government, in any of its many forms, including a school board or a local school, could not inject prayer over the PA system. It couldn't be led by a representative of the state, which is how a school teacher is defined. So prayer, though, was never taken out of the classroom. Anybody wants to pray in class, pray. Nobody's stopping them. I got to leave it there. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back.
If you're fighting for your freedom, then I'm your man. But you'll be out of luck if you're a Palestinian.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 + 2 = 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
Sky across the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, Detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
3 Academy Award winners, 1 network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today, Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC. TV for movie people.
It's easy to tell when something is wrong with a child, right? Not when it comes to their eyes. If they can't see the board, the book, or the numbers, they won't complain because they think everyone sees just like they do. That's why it's important for every child to see an optometrist before starting school. Not being able to read or learn because you can't see well doesn't trigger a warning. That's what an optometrist does.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
On Friday, Morning Sedition goes to Harlem. That's right, you'll hear me, Mark Maron, and Mark Riley coming to you live from 116th Street. Author Bret Easton Ellis will be there, and so will comedian Mike B. And if anything gets out of hand, former professional wrestler Mick Foley has our backs. Even Lawton Smalls plans to show up. It's Friday's Morning Sedition, live from Amy Ruth's Restaurant in Harlem.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Twenty-six before the hour. Gene in Louisiana writes, Mike, before Cindy went to Crawford, we were focusing on the plane case and trying not to let anything distract us from the story or the momentum it was building. Since Cindy went to Crawford, we haven't heard a word on Air America about it, so it seems we've been distracted. I think it would be in Bush's best interest not to talk to Cindy because it prolongs the distraction. What do you think? And what is going on with the plane case? I don't think we are that simple-minded, Gene. I don't think most Americans, at least not the ones who listen to Air America, certainly not you, not me, not most of the people who listen to this network, are that simple-minded where we're like children, where we can be distracted. Look over here, Susie. Look over here, Bobby. I just don't think that's the case. Now, as far as American media is concerned, that may be the case. American media will go where there's some action. Again, I'm talking about television. Television is about action. It's about houses on fire or people camped out along a road near the president's fake ranch or disappearing white women. It's about action. That's why a lot of people used to say that public television, Larry McNeil, back when it was Larry McNeil Report, was so boring because they very seldom used videotape. They would just sit there and report the news. What an archaic idea, huh? As far as talking about it, I don't think at this point the plane case, talking about it, really makes any difference. Fitzgerald, the special investigator, prosecutor, whatever the hell he is in Chicago, is working at a certain pace. And if you and I, or if a million of us, start screaming Valerie Plame, Bob Novak, and the rest of these people, it's not going to speed up or slow down Mr. Fitzgerald, from what I understand. I have friends in Chicago and tell me that even though this guy's a Republican, he is fairly legitimate. Whatever the, and they didn't put the modifier on there. I put the modifier on there. He is a legitimate investigator / prosecutor. So whether or not we talk about it, I don't think it's going to speed up or retard the investigation. And whatever comes to that investigation, when the conclusions are finally reached, and I don't see how it can be too much longer. Now, I've heard of reports, like most people who use the internet, that Bush and Cheney, a few other people, have been indicted, that the grand jury in Chicago has handed up indictments, and nobody knows what the hell to do about this, and that some of the elder statesmen from the legal profession have been flown into Chicago to try to figure out what to do next. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. That's a wonderful thing about the Internet. A lot of it's true. A lot of it is hog snot. You know, I have no idea, and I'm not aiming that comment on that report about whether or not the Bush crime family members have been indicted. Who the hell knows? The point is, Gene, that eventually, and I think it'll be sooner rather than later, the results of this grand jury investigation or whatever it is that Fitzgerald has done will of necessity be revealed. And at that point, then we'll know. But I just disagree that we are so simple-minded that we can't digress from one story to focus on another and lose the meaning and the substance of the previous story. And I understand what you mean. The Bush crime family has, Karl Rove is a master at diverting attention, but that's primarily for the media. He can divert media attention because he understands how easy that is. But he's not going to divert attention away from the fact that the Bush crime family is tanking. This pig and his organization, his crime organization, depending on what poll you look at, either has an approval rating in the high 30s or the low 40s. This is getting to the point where it's almost necessary for them to cause an incident in the United States, to something violent, in order to divert attention away from what's happening to their toy administration, their murderous toy administration. So I hope that answers it for you. I think it is very important that focus be placed on what is developing into an anti-war movement. I've said several times on this program, and most people know this who are above a certain age, that the first major anti-Vietnam War demonstration didn't even occur until 1969. And that war began, seriously began, arguably, with the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution in, 1965? I know I got my draft notice in 65, so it must have been 64, somewhere around there. Who the hell remembers anymore? But it wasn't until 4 years later with the slaughter just of almost biblical proportions where it concerned the North Vietnamese, the South Vietnamese, and the thousands of Americans who were being butchered. As far as this Iraq war is concerned, there has been no organized resistance to it. None. There was at the beginning. It wasn't organized. It was a couple of anti-war organizations, one of which has several agendas, helped organize anti-war demonstrations, not just here, but around the world. And, of course, it did nothing. It's very hard to protest something that hasn't occurred yet. I mean, it really is. It was a wonderful, 10 million people around the globe protested the Iraq war before it even began. That was astonishing. Sociologists said nothing like that had ever happened before. And, of course, a lot of the credit for that goes to the Internet, goes to the realization that the United States is now run by a criminal enterprise. So it was not that difficult, I don't believe, to organize resistance prior to the war. Subsequent to the war, now that we're in it, now that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people have been butchered and murdered and killed and maimed and wounded and injured and made homeless and made sick and made insane, haven't we all been waiting for some sort of organization to take place? I said the other night that Cindy Sheehan, if she is the spear point on this, so be it. Cindy Sheehan began this as a mother demanding from the son of a bitch who initiated the war that put her son into it. I know a lot of right-wingers, oh, you volunteer army, he didn't have to go. Oh, bat squeeze, you people just make me want to vomit blood. Bush's war is the reason that Casey Sheehan was killed and 1,850 other Americans and thousands upon thousands of Iraqis. I hope history judges George W. Bush as harshly as possible for what this pig has done. An unprovoked, unjustifiable slaughter. I don't want to go there. So if Cindy Sheehan's presence in Texas has galvanized with the peace vigils around the country, you know, groups of 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, 700, whatever it is, 1,500, eventually that energy is going to coalesce. It that's the way of energy. It just does. Energy seeks itself and finds itself. And eventually it coalesces. And little points of light become this huge incandescent ball that then becomes unstoppable. So that's the hope here. Diverting attention from the Valerie Plame outing, from the criminal acts committed by all of these people in media who were willing prostitutes for the Bush crime family. You know, the truth of that will come out, at least the truth insofar as you and I, Gene, and the rest of America will ever know. I'm hoping it'll be the truth. I'm hoping that my friends in Chicago are right, that Fitzgerald is an honorable man, even though he's a Republican. I guess that's still possible. So we'll see. But I don't believe that those of us who are concerned about all of these issues are so simple-minded that we can't refocus when refocus is necessary. Okay? I hope that answers it for you. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, wait, you don't tune in. You listen on the phone. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Mike. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, we will have peace.
Well, that's very true.
I don't know who wrote it, but I like it. And to the folks that had their vigil last night and at Camp Casey, hallelujah, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get them. Does anybody know yet whether she's going to be able to come back, or is it too soon after her mom's illness?
I'm not sure of any of that. All I knew is today that a word ricocheted around media and the Internet that her mom had had a stroke and she'd gone back to California, and I don't think there's been any valid or real update since.
Well, she seems like a determined lady, so if all things go reasonably well, I think she'll be back. Did you see what Rumsfeld is up to? Third time in 10 months he's down in South America, Paraguay, Lima, Peru, to shore up concerns about the influence of Cuba and Venezuela.
Yeah, and those countries are known for right-wing fascism of the South American type, especially Uruguay.
Well, yeah.
No, okay. I'm not saying that's true now. So, you know, I hope I don't piss someone off now and they write and say, how dare you? Uruguay just had free elections, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure there are factions of the Uruguayan military and the Peruvian military who would love to work in conjunction with the Rumsfeld. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Let me do the break. We'll come back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Nominated for 2 Emmy Awards, Real Time with Bill Maher returns this season to HBO. So spend your Friday nights with HBO's politically incorrect muse, Bill Maher, as he hosts more all-new season live editions of his acclaimed, controversial, cutting-edge HBO talk show, Real Time with Bill Maher. No subject is too tumultuous, taboo, or trivial for Maher and his guests. Don't miss Real Time with Bill Maher. Premieres every Friday at 11 p.m., 10 Central, beginning August 19, only on HBO.
Whatever you're doing this summer.
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour, thanks to our New York crew, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered the program there, David Kazikas, associate producer who answered your phone calls tonight, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and Catherine Bay, who's our executive producer. All right, Marge, the quote that you had, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, we will know peace, right?
Yeah, when the power of love overcomes the love of power,
right,
we will have peace.
Well, Bruce in California and Paul in Madison, Wisconsin both say it was Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, well, I bow to their knowledge. I just ran across it, and I liked it, and I wanted to share it.
It's a good one. So now you know, Jimi Hendrix, who died at the age of 28 from too much fun.
Oh, boy.
Now, where were we?
I'm all over the map tonight. You know, this prosecutor from Illinois, he's investigating somebody else named Robert Jellender, K-J-E-L-L-A-N-D-E-R, who the other day they said he was affiliated with the Carlyle Group, hello, and collected millions of dollars in fees representing the investment firm in the Illinois State Teachers Retirement System. So he's poking around in all kinds of things. And, this Jellender, however you pronounce his name, happens to be a friend of Carl Rove.
Well, well, well.
Ain't that interesting?
Oh, by the way, Bridget at fairywoodland.com also confirms Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
No, I got what you said. I understand.
That's okay.
And I think Fitzgerald is going to kick ass and take names, and I think that's wonderful. I really do. What do you think? You live up there.
Well, he seems to be. I just hope he's around long enough, because his term is up in October. And I just hope that our good friend in the Oval Office doesn't make him go away, because the appointment's up to him now, to whether he stays or goes.
Well, I heard he has a new boss, that part of the Justice Department that oversees these special U.S. attorneys around the country, but that man is gone, I believe it's a man, and someone new has been appointed or is about to be appointed, and surprise, surprise, is a good friend of the Bush crime family. So, but they're...
Funny how that works.
Yeah, but they're kind of in a bind here, Marge.
They're between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
They can go away, and they're going to show their backsides for the kind. Well, they've been doing that right along, but it's just nobody's been putting it on the page one. That's the
right.
Only thing.
Right.
And one last thing before I forget. You know Studs Torkel?
Yes.
Article on the front page of Chicago Tribune today. He had open heart surgery on the 9th.
Oh, my God. He's what, 92?
93 years
93?
Old. 93? And he's out and doing fine, thank you very much. But I knew you knew him, and I thought I'd let you know that because
I was so lucky to have met him when we did the old Bughouse Square things up at right across from the library there on North Clark Street in Chicago, and got to spend some time with him, got to sit and talk with him, got to host a couple of events with him, and the day that word hit the Chicago media, such as it is, that I and WLS were separating, and the reason were put out there. I was home, and the phone rang, and Kathy answered it, and she kind of laughed, and she handed the phone to me, and she said, "Here." And I put the phone in my ear, and I heard this gruff old voice saying, "The sons of bitches. Dirty sons of bitches. The dirty sons of bitches, Mike. This is Studs. Those dirty bastards." I said, well, thanks, Studs.
Yeah, you do a good Stud Circle, I got to tell you.
Yeah, he was, he's, you know, I don't have heroes, but he happens to be one. He's such wonderful writer.
If you can access it online, front page of today's Chicago Tribune. It's written by Rick Kogan, K-O-G-A-N. It's a nice article about Studs and how well he's doing after his open heart at 93.
Yeah, that's great. I'll have to send a card. Thanks for that information, Marge. I appreciate it.
You're entirely in gold, Cindy. God love her.
Isn't she sweet? Take it easy, Marge.
Yeah, you too.
I got three emails while we're on the phone here about from your fan club members. Just thought you ought to know.
I don't believe that.
No.
That blows my mind.
No. You have an there's a website. See, if you were online, you would know. There's a website called democraticunderground.com. And every time you come on the program, somebody will send me a link from Democratic Underground, and I'll click the link and go, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10 comments. Hey, there's Marge. I love Marge. Marge cracks me up. Marge is wonderful. We love Marge. That's great, Marge. You go, Marge, right? You got an enormous fan club out here.
God, you feed my ego, and God loves them, too.
All right, you take care. I got to go. All right. Oops. Got her tongue caught in the switch. Sorry, Marge. Oh, wait, she can't hear me.
Yeah, you forgot to tell her that there was a Stephanie who called earlier, said she loved hearing Marge on the show.
That's right. I did forget that. But
Marge needs her own show.
She does indeed. But I've forgotten a lot of stuff tonight. You know, I'm already getting emails taking me to the woodshed about my little 70-second history of the establishment of the State of Israel. What else I have to apologize? Oh, yeah, that's right. I had to apologize tonight for saying that U.S. troops wouldn't fire on U.S. citizens. What else? Jesus, this happens more and more and more.
Did you pluck your magic twanger the wrong way this morning?
I think I did. I think I plucked it entirely the wrong way. Hey, go visit fairywoodland.com if you got a second. I want you all to see. I've talked about this before. Go check it out. Just if you need a break, if you need a good time, if you need a good time, with fairies and elves and gnomes and
you should just stop now.
Okay.
You really should.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, y'all. Okay. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Someone out there just beat a 17-year-old girl to death. Your job is to find him.
From the director of Batman Begins, an AMC network television premiere, Insomnia, starring Al Pacino.
This guy crossed the line.
Hilary Swank.
You haven't been sleeping much, detective.
Robin Williams.
Have you seen things yet?
Three Academy Award winners, one network television premiere, Insomnia. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st at 8 p.m. A perfect thriller, says USA Today. Insomnia.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Only on AMC, TV for movie people.
I'm Gianna Garrell. This is Air America Entertainment News. Director Wes Craven's new movie Red Eye opens today, and this time the director of Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street sets his thrills at 30,000 feet, setting the movie largely on a passenger jet. If that's too scary for you, you can stay safe at home instead and catch the return of Real Time with Bill Maher tonight at 11 on HBO. Or you can wait for The Bunker, a B-list horror movie that starts shooting in Miami today with a blind director. I'm Gianna Garrell for Air America Entertainment News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit ear.